The new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, number 190. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. It's a new week, and I'm really happy to see you today. It's great to be back with you today after last week's oral surgery. My goodness, with all of today's technology, that is a field that still has some very archaic methods. As I mentioned to you last time we were together, I had a bony growth on my lower jaw that was causing some pain on the tissue or skin, or more correctly, the mucosa that was covering it. So the cure for this bony growth was to remove it. How was this accomplished? Well, without going into all the gory details, the bottom line is that the oral surgeon, used a drill, a hammer and chisel, and a file on my jawbone. And if you don't think that was a really strange thing to have happen, then perhaps you'd be right at home in the Twilight Zone. I was fully awake during the procedure, and it was really strange. Thank the Lord for anesthesia. So, I still have some stitches in my mouth, but I'm feeling very little pain, so let's do our next chapter. Today we'll read Romans chapter 2 from the New English Translation, or the NET Bible. Let's begin. Romans chapter 2. Therefore, you are without excuse, whoever you are, when you judge someone else. For on whatever grounds you judge another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge practice the same things. Now we know that God's judgment is in accordance with truth against those who practice such things. And do you think, whoever you are, when you judge those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape God's judgment? Or do you have contempt for the wealth of His kindness, forbearance, and patience, and do not know that God's kindness leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourselves in the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment is revealed. He will reward each one according to his works, eternal life to those who by perseverance in good works seek glory and honor in immortality, but wrath and anger to those who live in selfish ambition and do not obey the truth but follow unrighteousness. There will be affliction and distress on everyone who does evil, on the Jew first and also on the Greek, but glory and honor in peace for everyone who does good, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For there is no partiality with God, for all who have sinned apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous before God, but those who do the law will be declared righteous. For whenever the Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature the things required by the law, these who do not have the law are a law to themselves. They show that the work of the law is written in their hearts, as their conscience bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or else defend them, on the day when God will judge the secrets of human hearts according to my gospel through Christ Jesus. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast of your relationship to God and know His will and approve the superior things because you receive instruction from the law, and if you are convinced that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an educator of the senseless, a teacher of little children, because you have in the law the essential features of knowledge and of truth, therefore you who teach someone else, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who tell others not to commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law dishonor God by transgressing the law. For just as it is written, the name of God is being blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. For circumcision has its value if you practice the law. But if you break the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcised man obeys the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised man, who keeps the law, judge you who, despite the written code and circumcision, transgress the law? For a person is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision something that is outward in the flesh. But someone is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart by the Spirit, and not by the written code. This person's praise is not from people, but from God. May God bless the reading of His Word. So here in Romans 2, the Apostle Paul is focusing his attention on the Jew. Understandably, the typical Jew felt that he was better than any non-Jew, or Greek as today's translation says, or Gentile, as is commonly used. I say understandably because the Jewish people are God's chosen people. It was them to whom God spoke. It was them to whom God gave the law. It was them to whom God gave His presence, and on and on. So they felt that they were inherently better than the Gentiles. They thought that they had an inside track to God. But Paul, in this chapter of Romans, points out the hypocrisy in this idea of Jewish superiority. He tells them that anyone who does not obey the law will be under condemnation, starting with the Jew. Why starting with the Jew? Well, because they had the law. They were more responsible because there was no way they could claim ignorance. And then he says in verses 23 and 24, "You who boast in the law dishonor God by transgressing the law. For just as it is written, the name of God is being blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you." I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the cause of someone blaspheming God. The Jews had the idea that because they were circumcised as the law prescribed, they had some sort of get-out-of-jail-free card. But Paul told them that it is not the circumcision of the flesh that mattered, but circumcision of the heart that God wanted. Circumcision was something that was a sign of being dedicated and set apart for God. And what God sees is not the flesh, but the heart. When God looks at me, I want Him to see a heart set apart for Him. How about you? This is the last week that you can pick up a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, at its present low price. The price increase is coming on February 1st, and I don't want you to miss out. Do you enjoy listening to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible? You can show your support by picking up a copy of the book. You'll get the benefit of always being able to pronounce any name of the Bible and of knowing that you're helping to support me as I produce this podcast for you. It takes several hours every week to produce this podcast for you. Not only do I read each chapter for you, but I give you some thoughts on each day's reading to help bring it to life for you, to apply it to your life. So head over to easybiblenamesguide.com and pick up your copy now. There's a 100% money-back guarantee on it, so there's no risk at all for you. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.